Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Tes, mitzvah 389, as we continue with the mitzvahs in Parshas Korach, which relate to the Kohanim and Levim. Today's Isser is a Lo Sasi, that the Kohanim and the Levim are not allowed to mix and match. They are not allowed to do each other's avoda. This is based on a pasuk both here in Parshas Korach, as well as a pasuk earlier in Parshas Bamidbar. The Torah tells us all the way at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe va Aaron lemar, Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, "Al tachrisu a shevet mishpachos ha-kahasim mitoch ha-levim. Don't cut off shevet in the family of kahas. V'zos asu lahem v'chayu v'lo yamusu. Do this." The context of the pasuk is covering up the kelim. B'gishtam es kodesh ha-kadashim Aaron uvanav yavau v'samu osam ish ish al avadaso v'al masao v'lo yavau l'eros kevalas ha-kodesh v'mesu. So they don't come to look at the kelim as they travel. But the phrase used there is ish ish al avodaso the al masao. Each person should be exactly where they're supposed to be. The Svarno says right there, v'lo sheyia kol hakodem zacha, ela yamten kol echad lios mitzuve ve'ose. Wait till you're mitzuve, wait till you're told what to do, and then act and do exactly what you're supposed to do. The Torah tells us here, in our parsha, where the Sefer Achira quotes the mitzvah, again in Perek Yud Ches, talking to Aaron and to the all the Kohanim and to all the Levim. The Pasuk tells us, "V'shamru mishmartecha u'mishmeres kol ha'ohel." You, Aaron HaKohen, and your family should keep the mishmeres, guard the mishmeres and the entire ohel. That was yesterday's mitzvah, Shmiras HaMikdash. Ach el klei ha'kodesh ve'el ha'mizbeach lo yikravu ve'lo yamusu gam heim gam atem. You shall not come close to the Klei HaKodesh and the Mizbeach, talking to the Levim. The Levim shouldn't be doing the Avoda of the Kohanim. And Velo Yamusu, and they shouldn't die, Gam Heim Gam Atem. Not they and not you. This is the source in the Torah for today's mitzvah, and that is the Isser of Kohanim and Levim doing each other's Avoda. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Yisasku HaLevim Ba'Avodas HaKohanim Velo HaKohanim Be'Esak HaLevim. Each one should not be involved in the others. El HaKol Echad Yaseh Melachtom Yuchad. This low, but each one should do the malacha that's miyuchad. So a Levi should not do the avod of a kohen. Meaning, not only if a Levi does the avod of a kohen, would he get the next avera, the next mitzvah that we do, mitzvah 390, shlo yavod zar ba mikdash. A Levi is considered a zar when it comes to the mikdash, and he cannot do it. But specifically, this avera as well. The afkamina might be which hasra does one get malachto. Hamiyuchedes lo. So again, the Levi cannot do the Kohen's avoda for two reasons: because he's a czar and because he's a Levi. Midichsiv, as the Chinuch says, ish ish al avodasov amasao. V'lashon hamenia over there in Bamidbar was the asay. The reason the Chinuch mentions it here is because it is a los asay. It is a los asay. Ach el klei hakodesh al mizbeach lo yikravu v'yachay shavakasa v'dibra al kohenim v'lo yimusu gam heim gam atem yirtzel omar bazeh sha'atem kamochein yichlol aschem lavzeh. You kohenim are also included, ki kamosh alavim nimna'im mi malachtechem gam atem mi malachtam. The kohenim are not supposed to do the levim's work, the levim are not supposed to do the kohenim's work. And then he quotes the Sifri, which says there's even an iser misa. This is one of the misa b'dei shamayims v'lo yamusu onesh ein. And even quotes from the Medrash, and it's also Gemara in Maseches Arachin, Shebikish Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya L'sayeyaz Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada B'Hagafas D'Lasos. He wanted to help him in closing the doors. We know the Levim were the singers, the Mishorarim, and the gatekeepers, the Mishorarim. So he wanted to help him in closing the doors. Amar lo chazor l'acharecha. Go away, don't help me. Shekvar ata mischayim na benafshecha. Because you're going to be chayim misa. Sha'ani min ha-shoarim. Because I am of the gate people. Vata min ha-shoarim. And you're from the singers. You'll learn from that Gemara two important points. Number one, that there's a chayim misa. Number two, even within Levim, if the Levim have two different jobs and they do each other's job, that also is a chiyuv misa. Unbelievable. Hinei hisba'er shekol Levi sheyaseh b'mikdash shelo melachto hamiyuchedes lo chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. If he doesn't do his miyuchad avodah, he's chayiv misa. Ukemochen hakohanim hus harush lo yikrevu b'melechas alavim. The kohanim also. Right? It says gam heim gam atem. The kohanim are also warned not to do the Levim's avodah. Ve'ulam there the chinuch. holding like the Rambam says, there's a limit though. Im avru baze'inam b'misa el b'malkus. If a Levi does the Kohen's avoda, or if a Levi does another Levi's avoda, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. If the Kohen does a Levi's avoda, he is not chayiv misa. He violates an aveira and he's chayiv malkus. The Minchas Chinuch is not happy about this, and the Ravid is not happy about this. In Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, this is the Rambam Shita, the Chinuch quotes, Levim she'avdu avodas ha-kohanim, o she'si'a levi b'malacha, we'll get back to that, she'ena malachto, a levi acts like a kohen, or acts like a different levi, chayav in misa b'dei shemayim, aval kohen she'od avodas levi, ena b'misa ela b'losa aseh. The question is, where did the Rambam get that from? The Ravid quotes right there, halo kvar ne'amar v'lo yamusu gam heim gam atem. The first pasuk in Chumash. Forget even the Medrash. The Medrash also darshes elonu shel azara. Very difficult. The Rambam does not take the pasuk kipshuto or the Gemara. The Gemara there in Maseches Arachin seems to have it literally, comparing the Kohen and the Levi and the Kohen. And here the Rambam limits it based on the Medrash. But it is very difficult to understand why the Rambam rejected the Pashas of Gemara and why the Rambam rejected the Pashas of the Pasuk. That's the Minchas Chinuch's problem in Os Beis. He wonders why the Gemara in Arachin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that's what the Gemara is, was rejected by the Rambam. The other important point that's mentioned in that Gemara, in which the Rambam quotes, is Misayeya. Even if somebody is Misayeya, their friend, the Levi and the Kohen, the Levi and the Levi, is Misayeya, that also is a Chi of Misa. So this relates to the Sugya of Misayeya. It came up in Daf Yomi a couple of weeks ago. There are really two Gemaras. More, but we'll quote two. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Sadek Gimel says, regarding Hilcha Shabbos, Misayeya ein bo mamish. A Misayeya, if somebody helps, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Meaning, if I am carrying something on Shabbos and I can do it myself, and then you come along and help me out, I don't really need you, then you are not chayiv, and I'm chayiv on Shabbos. Misayeya ein bo mamish. But if you look in Maseches Makos on Daf Chaf Amabez, the Gemara there says that not only is the person who cuts payas off is chayiv, but even one who gets their payas cut off, nikaf, he's also chayiv. Ask the Gemara why. What did the nikaf do? He just stood there. Says the Gemara, and he gets Malkus. What action did he do? So the Gemara there is 3 days. Either it's Rabbi Yehuda who says, Lav she'in b'maisu, you get Malkus, or it's about where somebody cut off their own payas. So they're the makif also, they're not just the nikaf. Or the third day of there, Ravashi says in Chafam Abayis, in Makis, Misayeya v'divrei akol. Maybe he was Misayeya and he stuck his head out to make it easier for the barber. Says the Ritva right there. What's going on here? Is Misayeya ein bo mamish or is Misayeya significant? Says the Ritva, well, you can't compare. Lav kol ha-misayeyim shavim. Says the Ritva, v'lo kasha. She'in kol ha-misayeyim shavim. The Misayeya da-hasam over there. In other cases, the Misayeya where it's ein bo mamish, where you're totally not needed, where you could be removed, where you're not even doing anything. Then we can be say Misayeya is meaningless. But if sometimes Misayeya can be a help. If a person sticks their head out in order for the barber to be able to cut their payas, that is a significant Misayeya. So again, this is the yesod, that you can't compare Misayim. Misayim and different Misayim have different significance. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaredeya, major machlokes about Misayeya between the Shach and the Taz. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches. That's the simon about chatzitzes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tsoa shetachas hatziporin, shelo kenagad habasar chotzes. If there is tsoa, if there's guk and dirt next to my fingernail, but it's extra, it's not needed, it's chotzes. Kenagad habasar eino chotzes, and dough under the fingernail. Basically, before a person goes to the mikvah, they have to make sure that all the dirt under their fingernails is removed. Ulafi, says the Shulchan Aruch, she'enan yecholos lechavein ma nikra kenagad habasar o shelo kenagdo, because we're not exactly sure what is considered a significant dirt that would be a chatzitza and what wouldn't. Nahagu hanashim litola tziparneim b'shas ha-tfila. The minhag of women is to cut their fingernails down at the moment when they go to the mikvah. There is a famous shita of the Achiezer, famous shuva, where he talks about manicures, binyan manicures, where he has the issue of what about women who have these fancy fingernails and they don't want to cut them off, and maybe they won't even go to the mikvah if we don't let them in. So is it better to say, tough, this is the minhag, we're not going to let them go to the mikvah? Or do we say, no, meikar adin, the issue is just to clean them out well, and if you clean them out well, then meikar adin, it's not going to be a chatzitza. So the Achiezer is meikel to allow the women to go to the mikvah in that case, a landmark shuva written 75 to 80 years ago. So, but on this case, where the minhag is for the women to cut them, there is a machlokas between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz wonders, what if a woman did not cut her fingernails? Should we have a non-Jew cut the fingernails? Is that better? Is that okay? It's only a shvus, maybe, because you don't want the fingernails. Maybe it's a malach shenis yichal gufa. Maybe that most is a derabanan. So anyway, so the Taz discusses there in Yoredeya, Kufsa de Ches. In the Taz, this is Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. So he says, no, don't tell a non-Jew. Why? Number one, it's a minog, it's not a chiv. The kivan she'ein mitzvah gemura benetila sipernayim. Right, because it's a mitzvah na daha efshar bin nikur tachtam lechut, because you could just clean under them. Lama nevata bazeh shvus ta'amir lo'ovikochavim. Shvusu. It's still a mitzvah drabanon. And it's a mitzvah drabanon that you don't need to violate, so don't worry about it. Visu, and also, dechu chumra da'asa lekula. It's a chumri be machmer in hilchas chatitza, but you're being makel here in hilchas Shabbos. Why? Sha'avo bi sho'oved os kochavim choteches. Even though she's going to do the cutting, here's the key line for us, we call makom, osa yisraelis misaya asla. Ayidei shemata las yadea. The Yisraelis gives the hand to the Oferes Kochavim. Uke'ilu hi osem malacha zu sha'asura midaraisa b'shabes v'yantif. Uke'ahi shematzinu l'inyin ha'kafes peya. He compares it. The Taz compares this to the case of ha'kafes peya. Shagam ha'nikav chayef. Im siya b'davar shemata atzmo ilav lakifa. Right, the Gemara in Chumakis. V'zei efshar li shamar mimenu kishataniach lachto chatzi parnayim l'Oferes Kochavim b'li atoyis Yisraelis yoda oleha. It's impossible not to help her out, not to turn your hand in a way that will help her. So therefore, it says the Taz Dover Borer. You don't allow this. Maybe on Chol HaMoed we would allow it, where at most it's not going to be a Daraisa, but that's the Taz. If you look in the Shach is out here in the Shach. It's in the Nekudas HaKasef, his comments on the Taz. He quotes this Taz, he says, what are you talking about? He argues on a couple of levels. But the one important for us is as follows. V'od, Dekan lo shayach misayaya, Dedavka baha kafa. By hakafa, we say it's included, that misayeh yesh b'mamish, because of a drasha. It says lo sakifu, which is plural, it's inclusive. So that's where we would say misayeh is included. But in other isurim, lo shayach lo matachay mishu misayeh. The misayeh ain't b'mamish. Right, the hakafa is different. So it's machlokas between the Shach and the Taz, whether you say this misayeh is significant. We had in the Daf Yomi a couple of weeks ago a fascinating question brought down by the Chashuki Chemed, and that is a case where there was a sandik of a bris, a rav got invited to be a sandik, wonderful, he's a sandik, amazing. And then he finds out afterwards it was a Shabbos bris. Fine, that he knew. But he finds out afterwards that the baby had been born cesarean section the week before. He didn't know that at the time. And we know if a baby is born cesarean section on Shabbos, the following Shabbos is not the bris. You push it off a day. Cesarean section is not docha Shabbos, because we're not sure whether the milah should be done there on day 8 or day 1. It's a suffix. Only a milah bismana is docha Shabbos, not a milah shalom bismana. So he should have done it on Sunday. So he was a sandik for a bris that was done improperly on Shabbos. Does he need a kapara? Does he need a kapara? What did the sandik do? Only the mo'el did it. Oh, misayeya. He held the baby. Most sandiks hold the baby's legs down. He helps the mo'el do the bris. So do we say, yesh listapik, in magama sandiks or a kapara, shesi ala mila shlo b'maka mitzvah. O shema ha-sandik atzvah me'achar shlo mo'el. Maybe not. So maybe, so the, says the Chashuki Chem, it says Rav Zilberstein, maybe this is a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. Does it apply outside of hakafa, makif and nikaf? So that's what he says at the beginning. And he says, Benidonenu, Hasanik Ochi says, Atino for Koftol Femoel. He assumes it would be Tali on that machlokas. And then he says at the end, well, fine, whatever happened regarding that, does the Sandik state Sidkaskat Tzedek? Right? If by a Mila that was done inappropriately, does it knock out Tachnun? Does it knock out Sidkaskat Tzedek? That is the question. So he quotes his brother-in-law, Chaim Kanievsky, that assumes you don't say Sidkaskat Tzedek, because he did the Mila. The Mila counts. You don't have to do a Tavas Dan Bris. It was a Mila. And he brings a Yerushalmi from Perek HaOreg in Shabbos, that if somebody shechs their carbon chatas on Shabbos, they got a kapara. They just have to bring another carbon because of the aver that they did by bringing their first carbon. So either way, that is a discussion of Misayeah. But here we see clearly it's another example of Misayeah, but Misayeah here is significant. The Arachayim HaKadosh, by the way, I forgot to mention, says on our Pasuk right here in Korach that there are different types of Misayeah, exactly what the Ritva says in Makos on Daf Chaf. Good, we continue. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Says the Chinuch. What's the hashkava behind this mitzvah? Lefisha avoda shekidos elu hi avoda yekara mukadeshes. The avoda of these two groups, the Kohanim and Leviim, is very precious. Galkein sricha malacha lihishamer ma'od min hayeyesh min ha'aslav v'ashichukah. We have to make sure this avoda gets done. This is the most special avoda that any Jew has. And therefore, if you want something to get done, says the Chinuch, tell one person to do it. That's what you have to say. If you tell a whole committee to do something, is it less of a chance of it getting done than if you give it to one responsible person? When you want something done, put one person in charge. If there's different people in charge, they'll all rely on everybody else. It's amazing, fascinating explanation of the mitzvah. When you want something done, one person in charge. We want to make sure this avoda is done. The avoda of the Kohanim, the Leviim, each person has their own avoda, you got to do it. And he quotes the mashal that the Chazal say in Baba Basra and elsewhere, Kedera, Debe Shudfi, a pot of partners, Lo Chamim Velo Karira. It never gets boiled. If you have a pot of one person, then you make sure that it gets cooked. But if you have a pot of partners, everybody's saying the other person will take care of it, and therefore it won't get done. So that's one message of the mitzvah. Relating to, you want this to get done, so you have to keep focused to give it to one person. Don't let anybody else do the mitzvah. Another idea behind the mitzvah, which I think is a davar pashut, everybody in life has certain jobs and certain tafkidim, and we have to make sure we do what we need to do and what we're supposed to do, and not try to think about, oh, I want to do that tafkid, I want to do that tafkid, I wish I was this, I wish that was that. If I'm a Yisrael, I'm supposed to be a Yisrael. If I'm a Levi, I'm supposed to be a Levi. And we have to realize that, right? And this brings to mind two sources. Number, both in the past 150 years. First, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma we've mentioned many times, but it's a good time to review it. We haven't mentioned it in a while. In Parshas Yisro, where the Meshech Chachma discusses that there are two psukim, one in Yisro, one in Mishpatim. In Yisro, we have Vayanu Chalom Yachtav Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh. We'll do it. That's one pasuk. And you have another pasuk in Mishpatim, Naseh Nishma, the famous pasuk. Ask the Meshech Chachma two questions. Number one, why does the first pasuk in Yisro, which is just Naseh, have a Yachtav? Vayanu Cholam Yachtav, Vayomru? While the pasuk in Mishpatim, which says Naseh Nishma, doesn't have a Yachtav. And why is one Naseh Nishma and one Naseh? Says the Meshech Chachma, really, it's impossible for every Jew to do every one of the mitzvahs. He named mitzvahs haTorah. Yesh asher laKohanim, v'yesh asher laLevim, v'yesh laKohen Gadol, v'yesh laMelech, all the Sanhedrin, v'yesh laMishi, yesh laKarka, v'bayis. Right, there are many mitzvahs that only apply to certain populations. So how does one person do all the mitzvahs? Says the Meshech Chachma, one of two options. The first option, which relates to our mitzvah, is if everybody does what they're supposed to do. The Melech does what the Melech is supposed to do, and the Kohen, the Levi, the Levi. Everybody does what they're supposed to do, so Klal Yisrael, as a whole, will have fulfilled all of the mitzvos. And that's this pasuk in Yisro. Vayanu chol am yachdov, together, vayomru, kol asher diber Hashem naseh, we'll do it, it's actually done, they'll be done, everybody will do their mitzvah. But the other way to do it is if you learn about it. If I can't actually do a mitzvah, I learn about the mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, the schus of all these mitzvah shiurim, we get to discuss every single mitzvah. I'm a Yisrael. I'll never be able to do or even come to this possibility of violating this isser. So I got to talk about it. That's the way there's a partial fulfillment. So that's the other pasuk. If I learn about it, it's a fulfillment. That's not, you don't need a yachdav. It's me, myself. Naseh v'nishma, if I learn about it. So if everybody does their own Achrayas and their own tafkid, so that's the how we fulfill Naseh v'nishma and Naseh, and that is also the message behind this mitzvah. The other part I wanted to mention is that not only within one's life we shouldn't be looking around, we shouldn't be looking around previous or next generations. That's the Rav Kook part. Rav Kook says in the Siddur on Elokai, Ad shelo notzarti eini chadai, v'achshav shenotzarti ki'ilo lo notzarti. The pasuk that the phrase that we say at the end of Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei, Rav Kook says we are each born into a specific generation. We didn't have a purpose being born earlier or later. We each were born specifically here because we each have a tafkid here. We shouldn't say, oh, I wish I was born in the days of Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Akiva Eger or earlier because we didn't have a purpose there. Elokai ad shelo notzarti eini chadai. I wasn't kedai. I didn't have a purpose earlier. And on Yom Kippur we say, now that I am here, I haven't fulfilled my purpose. V'achshav shenotzarti ki lo notzarti. But we have to realize every one of us has a purpose in history and in our life. Good. We continue. Midini ha-mitzvah, the halachas by the mitzvah, the chinuch notes. that every single Kohen and Levi, they were split up into different groups. Right, Kohen and Levi, they were split up based on Moshe, Shmuel, and David. Interesting, he calls Shmuel, Shmuel Haroeh, David HaMelech. Moshe doesn't get a Rabbeinu. Moshe, Shmuel Haroeh. The Chazal say, even in Parakas of Shmuel Aleph, that Shmuel was punished for saying, Anochi Haroeh, I'm the Roeh. Slight gaiva there. Anochi Haroeh and David HaMelech, they split up all of the Kohanim and the Levim into 24 groups, 24 Mishmaros. Every Mishmar was split up itself. A different Mishmar worked each week. Each Mishmar was split up into different Batei Avos. Each different Beis Av worked every day. The head of the Beis Av, says the Chinuch, split up the Avoda amongst the Kohanim and the Levim, or specifically the Levim that day, and once that took place, once the splitting took place, that's when this Isser would kick in. The Menachas Chanukah points out, if before the splitting took place, and the Levi just runs to do something, that's not this Isser, because he's not violating anything yet, unless he's going to do what the Kohanim do, because then for sure, he's not shy after that. But, that's when the Isser starts. Menachas Chanukah notes in Ozvav, he quotes a Kesef Mishnah's question, but he gives a very straightforward answer. He says, why is it that we have lotteries? The Mishnah in Yoma describe, we have lotteries for the different avodas of the day by the Karban Tumid. Why don't we just let the Beis Av, the head of the Rosh Beis Av, split it up, just like he splits up who's going to sing today, who's going to do the doors today? Why don't we just let him do everything? Says the Menachas Chanukah, we can only allow that by the Avodas HaLevim, where they're basically equal Avodos, and there's no jealousy that's caused. But by the Payasos, by the Ktores, by the Tamid, by the Evarim, there's very Chashav Avodas compared to less Chashav Avodas. And therefore, that would be Matal Kina. You gotta have it based on a Goral. You can't have it that the Rosh Beis Av is going to decide. Either way, that's this mitzvah. And we finish off, again, the Chinuch mentions, summarizing in the last paragraph, a Levi, ha'overal zeh va'asa b'mikdash melech as kohen, if a Levi does what the kohen is supposed to do, or if the Levi does what a fellow Levi is supposed to do, misa b'dei shamayim. If a kohen violates and does what the Levi is supposed to do, chayiv malchus. The Chinuch does add in the last line at the end, which is unclear where he got it from, if a kohen does what another kohen is supposed to do. What about if a Kohen got the job of Shchitas Tamid and instead he does the Zrika? Whatever it is, says the Chinuch, he would also be Chayiv Misa. Just like a Levi to a Levi, a Kohen to a Levi is a Chayiv Malkus, but a Kohen to a Kohen, he assumes it would also be a Chayiv Misa. This is the Isser of Kohanim and Levim switching their jobs. We should all be Zoche to fulfill each of our own unique Tafkidim in our lives.